Great to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Hope you're having a good start to your day. We're here every Monday through Friday, 10 to noon on 89.3 or streaming worldwide on the KPCC app. Well, divorce or breakups of long-term relationships can be highly complicated in this social media era. My question for you is, if you've gone through a divorce or a breakup in a long-term relationship, how did you handle that on social media? If you have on your Facebook page a bunch of photos from your wedding and, you know, celebratory times, did you take those off when you broke up or divorced the person that you had married? Did you make an announcement on social media that was a joint announcement that you were breaking up? How much detail did you go into when you're announcing to your network of people that the relationship or marriage has come to an end? 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. With me is marriage and family therapist Rachel Zamore, who practices in Vermont. Thank you very much, Ms. Zamore, for joining us.
Sure, glad to be here.
So, with your clients, what are some of the biggest challenges they've had on how to present a breakup on social media?
Sure, yeah. So my clients are actually, I'm based in Vermont, but I work with people from all over the country doing relationship coaching and also discernment retreats and discernment counseling with couples who are on the brink of divorce, where one person might be wanting to divorce and the other wants to stay in the marriage and they're trying to figure out their next best steps. And so my clients are a pretty broad range of folks from different kind of lifestyles, but people are dealing with a lot of similar questions, because no matter how high profile or low profile you are, if you're participating in the social media world, your life is on display. Like you were saying, you know, like, do you take down the pictures or not? And people are dealing with this in a lot of different ways. A lot of the people who come to me are those who are trying to navigate the decisions around whether or not to get divorced. People who are deciding to go ahead and get divorced, they're intentionally doing this discernment counseling or discernment retreat process to slow that down, to make really intentional and thoughtful decisions. And lots of times the decisions about social media are a piece of that much bigger picture about, you know, are we on the same page? Do we have a shared narrative? And it really comes out a lot of different ways, as you could imagine.
What, and do you think that the way celebrities are using social media to announce, in many cases jointly announce, a divorce or a breakup, is that influencing the general public? I'm thinking the recent case, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth posting on Instagram, you know, jointly about their breakup. Is that going to cross over?
Yeah, I think so. And I think you're already seeing that in some cases. You know, you have this divorce selfie thing sometimes happening. And there are a lot of different reasons why people would choose to do that. And I think the important thing for people who don't have a public relations concern, you know, I was interviewed about the Jeff Bezos announcement on Twitter. And I think that that's, you know, those kinds of, there are people who are really trying to do public relations management, and celebrities are often in that category. You know, they're trying to get out ahead of the story and manage the narrative. But I think that that's true in a much broader case for regular everyday people also, because there's this sense of wanting to have some ownership and agency over how your story gets told and what story is getting told. And I think people who are able to, who have an amicable enough split and they can make some kind of joint statement, it sends a signal to family and friends, you don't have to choose sides. We're going to try to do this respectfully and with dignity. It can be a way of also creating that shared public narrative, also to help support family members and their children.
Yeah, because kids can be a big part of this. I mean, one of the complicating factors, maybe we can get into this a little bit later, is when there's another relationship with one or both of the couples, because that further complicates and you get into issues of criticism from the outside or particularly intense negative feelings, you know, in the marriage. Jeffrey in Long Beach, how'd you handle this?
The way I handled it, or we handled it, is our breakup was amicable. You know, we had a 15-year relationship, my husband and I, and we just realized that, you know, that we were best friends but not in love anymore. And so we handled it by crafting an email, each in our own. It was the exact same email, but in each of our voices. And we sent it out to the exact same list at exactly the same time. So everyone got the same email twice, once for me and once for my partner, you know, explaining that, you know, we are separating, we're moving on with our lives. We don't hate each other. We care about each other. And that we're ending the relationship before the bitterness and hatred actually, you know, ensues.
This is very civilized, Jeffrey. So how did your mutual friends respond to that?
They were shocked because there was really no, you know, we were like the ideal couple. You know, everyone loved us. Everyone wanted to be like us. But, you know, we just weren't happy in, you know, in terms of our intimate relationship. And, you know, a lot of people were sad. You know, a lot of people take it as a personal loss because, and that's part of the problem that I had in the relationship is, we weren't a couple. We were, you know, Jeffrey and Walter, and not, I wasn't an individual anymore. I was just this couple.
And it's interesting, Jeffrey, because even though it sounds like you're not necessarily a celebrity, you still felt a kind of, you were modeling, in a sense, in your relationship to friends around who looked up to your relationship. You probably felt some degree of responsibility in that.
Absolutely. For many, actually, I stayed in the relationship for many years because of, you know, the pressure to be in this couple, in this relationship.
Jeffrey, I really appreciate your call. Thank you so much for being with us. Let's take another listener call from Brett in downtown Los Angeles. Brett, how did you handle a breakup via social media?
Yeah, we were together for 3.5 years and committed and living together and very much, kind of like your previous caller, very much a couple. You know, we were kind of thought of as Brett and Danny, and we decided not to really say anything or make any grand pronouncement on social media. One, to kind of avoid the intrigue and the constant questioning and stuff like that, and two, kind of because we did have the goal of eventually being friends again, which we've kind of achieved, but there were some definite negative ramifications to that decision as well, because, you know, a year later, I still occasionally get people asking me how he's doing and if, you know, they haven't seen him in a while and how's it going with us, and kind of have to have that conversation again. And a friend of kind of an acquaintance of mine saw him out and about and walked up to him and asked him how he was doing. And you know, they haven't seen him in a while, and he needs to come around with me more. And so it's just, there's definitely some awkwardness associated with it.
Yeah.
I don't think we made any mistakes doing it the way we did it.
You're happy the way you did it regardless. Yeah. All right. Brett, I appreciate it very much. 866-893-KPECC. If you were in a long-term relationship or marriage and it came to an end, how did you handle it with social media? Did you put out a joint statement? Did you jointly post? Did you do it individually? Tell your story. And do you have any regrets about how you handled it, or any advice for someone else, a listener who might be going through this experience? We're at 866-893-KPECC, the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Back in 1 minute. So good to have you with us. It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. We're talking about the issue of divorce or breakup of a long-term relationship on social media. It's really prompted by a terrific piece in the Wall Street Journal by Ellie Austin. It sort of lays out some anecdotes and some challenges. We thought a good chance to hear from listeners how you've handled it, what advice you might have to others, either based on things you might do differently after how you did or didn't use social media revolving around the breakup, or maybe postings you regret. You can share your thoughts on this. 866-893-KPCC. And if there's another relationship that's central to the divorce, do you get into that in social media or not? With me, marriage and family therapist Rachel Zamore. Rachel, if there is another party involved, is it best to avoid, writing about that in social media?
I think it really depends on the timing and on the nature of that shift in relationships. Obviously, when there is a breakup of a relationship due to an affair, that can be a really sensitive and tender time. And it's important to be mindful and thoughtful and intentional always with how you're going about addressing these things. I think what both of your last callers really spoke to, even though they handled this in such different ways, not about an affair, but about just doing this at all, is the matter of choice and about really being intentional and thoughtful. What am I trying to accomplish here? And I think particularly when there's another person involved, being, taking your time with it. I think sometimes people feel like they have to rush out there and put out a proclamation right away. And, things can be moving very quickly at a time when relationships are shifting. And lots of couples, even who are divorcing, there's a significant proportion of couples who actually have a lot of ambivalence, even once they've gotten that process rolling. And slowing things down is certainly important. Always, when there are children involved, you want to be extra, extra careful about the potential ramifications about what you're sharing and how you're posting relationship statuses and when, in terms of those changes.
Well, and emotions are so raw. You're seeing people, as a therapist, at their rawest point. And it's got to be tempting in many cases to lash out with things that are posted on social media, as opposed to, trying to get back in a more objective state of mind before sharing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so important to keep an eye on the long game in this kind of a thing about bringing your own best self to this incredibly difficult time. I had a client who I was just speaking with recently who had a family member of her ex posted something really nasty on social media. So it's not always just the couple posting things, other people can post inappropriate things. And just even the navigating of taking the high road of not responding publicly to that and contacting that person directly, not always the high road, but, making choices about those things. I think it can be very, very tempting. And the reptilian brain can really take over when things are so raw. And it's really important to slow things down and be thoughtful and mindful and really intentional during such a raw
Jennifer in Glendale, good to have you with us. What's your experience with divorce or breakup and social media?
Hey, so I was actually dating a celebrity, a fairly well-known TV host within sort of the geek nerd circle, and we got engaged. And after about a month of that, realized, oh, no, we're this isn't right for us. So when we did our breakup post, we did a mutual post that we crafted together, and we posted it on Facebook to about 500 of our mutual friends, which was an incredible, beautiful outpouring of love and support. But the fascinating thing is, over the last 2 years now, we both get people coming up to us on the street, fans or complete strangers, congratulating us on the engagement, asking how the marriage is, how's your wife, how's your husband? And thankfully, we're both friends, but it's been...
That's got to be hard.
We made a choice to not post to he has about 500,000 followers on Twitter, so we made a choice to not post to the general public. But I think it was the right choice, but it has still been a strange, I never in my life expected navigating a celebrity breakup and the strange public portion that comes from it.
Yeah, understandably. Jennifer, did he and you ever consider using a PR professional to put out a statement, or you just thought that would call too much attention to it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the engagement itself kind of made the rounds on TMZ and Daily Mail and a few other sort of celebrity news sites. And because the breakup was so close following the engagement, we thought it would be an awful experience for both of us, and we didn't want to face the judgment of complete strangers.
Jennifer, thank you so much for sharing your story. We really appreciate it. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Rachel Zamor, it complicates it like that when there's so many people beyond your, you know, the people fans in this case who are going to reference something and they think they're sharing in a happy moment, but, you know, bringing up something that didn't work out as hoped.
Right. I love what Jennifer was talking about there, about the choosing to set those boundaries. You may have 500,000 followers, but you don't owe it to them to include them in a really difficult moment in your personal life. And there are ramifications to that, right? A couple of years later, she still has people asking her, you know, who didn't get the memo. And there is this piece, though, about I think I said before, just about choice. You know, I feel like social media can really sweep us along sometimes, and we feel beholden in ways that are not really anchored in that question of who is this for? Am I taking best care of myself? Giving ourselves permission to retreat at times when we need to, and then to choose to reemerge when we're ready.
Jamie in Monterey Park says, when I was going through my divorce, I changed my name on social media from my married name back to my maiden name. It was a subtle way to let people know without having to post a whole long thing about my love life. Hal in the Rampart District says, when my ex-wife and I broke up, just prior to our breakup, she went on all her social media pages and decided to say some bad things about me, which all of my friends, her friends, and my coworkers saw. I had no idea this was going on until I went to work on Monday. Wow, Rachel, that had to be rough.
Yeah, sounds really brutal. And, you know, those kinds of things happen. I think that sometimes, you know, I think divorce has always been hard and ending of relationships is always a difficult time. And sometimes people handle themselves well in those situations and sometimes they really don't. And the more public that is, the more difficult it is. And I think the thing that's hard to remember and keep in mind sometimes is, and I'm sure it was really hard for Hal, but that reflects not at all on him. That's all, you know, I mean, the things that were shared may have
been hurtful, yeah.
Difficult and hurtful for sure. And the, you know, that we obviously can't control what an ex is going to say or do.
Yeah, Rachel Zamor, thank you so much, marriage family therapist in Brattleboro, Vermont. Thank you for joining us for another Air Talk on KPCC. Fresh Air with Terry Gross comes up next. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 10.